see V, I want it to sum up. And sumer, really, it's a parsha in the Torah. Yeah, it's a parsha in the Torah, because it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that the that Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu with Rosh Hashanah. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to him, here's the kasha, Mi Anochi Ki Elecha Paro, Oti Otsi Eskenei Yisrael Mitzrayim. So God said, two questions. So God said, Ki Eya Imoch, and Ki Eya Imech, Ki Eya Imoch, that's, you don't have to worry about who you are. And then, the second question, what's the purpose of taking up an Eya Yisrael Mitzrayim? Apparently, the Hell Moshe Ben Hell, they weren't Zocha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, which means that the purpose is Maimah HaSinai. So apparently, if it weren't for the institution of Sinai, Bal Yisrael wouldn't be deserving of leaving Mitzrayim. Interesting thing. Okay, so because of the because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will was to set up Mamlechus Kohen and the Great Kadosh, that's why the Jews were observant of leaving Mitzrayim. So on their own, it was just for their, because of the injustice that was done to them as people, just because they were suffering, apparently there'd be no interest in Mitzrayim. An interesting possible. But anyways, then it says, Yom Moshe Alokim, and Yenof Yivol B'nei Yisrael, V'mati Lehem Lekev, Asefi Shulchani Alechem. So I'll say, the God of your father sent me to you, V'mati Mashimo. So what is his name? Normale. So God told Moshe, Ekya Asher Ekya, the special idea of the Shem Hashem, the philosophical abstract idea of the name of Ekya Asher Ekya. And then it says, and then he added, Arashem Alakev Oseichem, Alakev Avon, Kisra Yaakov, Shulchani Alechem, I spoke about this one time at length, but I'm just bringing the parsha in. So he told them another idea of Ashgacha, two ideas. One idea is Ekya Asher Ekya, the closest, the greatest knowledge that we could have when it comes to the idea of God. And secondly, which means the concept of Ashgachas Hashem because of the Avos, so the Bris Avos. Those two ideas. And then he said to him, Leich wasachta zikni Yisrael v'mata lehem and Hashem lakev asechem nira Eli. Okay, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Koko Bakar Yisrael that's also lechem in Mitzrayim. And the whole, sequence that you have here. And then he gives him, when you got to eat this, come over to him, lahaloch, love you, chazoko, and the whole story, what's going to happen. And then, after that, Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'yan Moshe V'yoma, V'yan V'yaminu. Anyway, what do you mean? He just got finished explaining the ideas. So that's the way he was going to influence the people. Explain to them the ideas of God and the ideas of the Ashgacha. So what do you mean, V'yan V'yaminu? So the answer is that that there were two groups that Moshe Rabbeinu had to impress. One group was the Zikne Yisrael, Lech Vosakto et Zikne Yisrael. So then God told them, that group you're impressed with ideas. But then you have the masses of people who aren't capable of really understanding deep, abstract thought. So how is Moshe Rabbeinu supposed to impress them? Supposed to cause them to believe that he's the one that was sent as a Shliach Hashem. So there God said, Mazah b'yadecha, and he gave him certain osos to perform. So you see there were two types of knowledge. One type of knowledge was Idiya, that was the Zikne Yisrael, and the second kind of knowledge was Irusimani, the assignments. So, and if you see, if you follow the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, that, Vayelech Moshe v'Aaron v'yas was called Zikne Bnei Yisrael, v'yadabar Aaron esedvar mashadibar Hashem al Moshe. So he spoke the idea, he spoke to the stand. Vayasosos laini on. Yeah, two groups. So the two kinds of knowledge are mentioned clearly in the Torah. So it's extremely important because insofar as Amuna and Nevi'im, on Yehuda. Once the system of Yehuda was given to us, so then we know the Yehuda through Yehuda, not through us. Yes, and that's what Rambam says. The kol hakofer be person, the person that doesn't believe in the Mashiach. So it wasn't what's left in Rambam. There are many of them mentioned this. Lo be divan avim bovadu kofer. Right, a little talk about most Taras Moshe. So you see the list of that. The chomi she'ina mamin bo, a person who doesn't believe in Mashiach. Omi she'ina machaka l'biyaso, a person that doesn't await the Mashiach, and he doesn't expect him to come. It doesn't mean like somebody wants to say. Machaka l'biyaso means that he has to eagerly be waiting for the coming of Mashiach. That doesn't mean tzapa l'biyaso. Yeah, machaka means he doesn't await him anymore, because he thinks he's not going to come. Lo bishar nevi'im bovadu kofer. Ela the Torah of the Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? So see, the Rambam broke it down to two groups. Shor Nevi'im, that's Logo Shor Nevi'im Belvado Kofa, that's one kind of Ela the Torah of the Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see, there's two types of Amunah. There's an Amunah that's based on Osos, and that's the, of course, the Os. There's only one real Os that we believe in, that is the Maamar HaSinai. That's Maamar HaSinai. But the after Maamar HaSinai, the Nevi'im is based upon Nevi'ah. Based upon Nevi'ah, and the Nevi'ah stems from the Nevi'ah Satorah and the Bala and the Sala. And you see the Chazal believe that you could tell whether a person is a, whether a person, they could know whether a person is a Tzaddik. Because the Gemara says in Moed Katan, the Gemara says that famous Gemara, Chaye Boniyu Mizoni, how long the person lives, and the kind of children he has, and the whether he has children. I mean, basically not the least, whether he has children, the children that he has. Mizoni is the his parnasa. Lo b'schusa tal yamilsa, it's not dependent upon how big a tzaddik he is. Ela b'mazla tal yamilsa. It's based upon chance. The Gemara says, why? The Rabba of Rav Chisda, two Amalayim, Rabba and Rav Chisda, Tavayu Rabbonon Tzadiki Haba. They were both Chachomim that were great Tzadiki. Ma Matzli V'Asi Mitra, and Ma Matzli V'Asi Mitra. One person, each one of them prayed, and rain came. And Rav Chisda said, well, both Tzadikim Gemara. And Gemara does not need to say that we know that Tzadikim because they were prayed and it rained. It doesn't mean that. But the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that all the Avodah Zarah also bring the rain. So just because somebody brings rain doesn't mean he's a Tzadik. But it means that they knew he wasn't. They knew they were Tzadikim. They know that Tzadikim, then Ma Matzli Vasi Mitra shows you the extent of this. But not that he is a tzaddik. We never say a person is a tzaddik because it's miraculous. No matter how much we don't understand that something, an event occurs, but if we know the man's a tzaddik, then we see his mispala vasi mitra, it shows you the extent of the sickness. But it can never tell you that he is a tzaddik. The fact that he's mispala when it rains does not show you that the person is a tzaddik. It can only show you how great a tzaddik he is. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that they were both tzaddikim gemurim, and nevertheless, the Gemara says, Rav Chisda, chaye tishin v'tatin shin, Rav Chisda lived to be 92, and Rabba chaye aban shin. Rabba died at age 4. So you see that even though they are both the greatest tzaddikim, so you see how long the person lives is not dependent upon how righteous. Okay. Yes. Gemara is the Chokhasimna of Maikar. Chokhasimna of Maikar. It's an interesting thing, but the things that people want most in life. Right? Long life, the children, and Panasa. Now we're just the things that people want most. So those three things the Gemara says is not dependent upon, not dependent upon sickness. It's just it's dependent upon chance. That the person can't control that. Yes. It's the process through which a person knows that another person, another individual, is a product. The only one that can know such a thing is a person that has great knowledge. Interesting. People just like somebody, they say he's a great tzaddik, it doesn't mean anything, it's just a superficial feeling that the person is good to them. So they say that they're a tzaddik. But it means to say a chacham, a person who is a wise individual and whose mind is perfected, and his mind knows what the emotions of the human being are, and he's wary of those emotions, then his evaluation is on a different level. It's a different kind of evaluation. It's not an evaluation of one of the Hamonim. The Hamonim can't know that another person is out. Hamonim, very simple formula. The person's nice to them, that's the person that's out. They're not nice to them, they're right. Very few people will say somebody that's not nice to them, he's out. Man, it's terrible to me, but I think he's a great side. You won't find people saying that. You know, Chazal do say that. Because Chazal say that if a person is a Talmud Chacham, then even though he's mean to you, so you should wrap him around yourself. Wrap him around yourself. Because you see that he's a, that means that's already a higher level. You have to be on that, you have to be on a level to be able to do that. See, a person is mean to you, he always berates you, makes you feel terrible, so you should wrap him around yourself. Why? Because since he's a Talmud Chacham, he's going to be beneficial to you. Because through his knowledge, will be more beneficial to you than the person who's your greatest friend is his ignorance. And if on the contrary, a person who's an ignoramus, the Gemara says, so even if he's very nice to you, you should keep away from him. Because this niceness is going to lead to your dissolution, to your undoing. Because it's a niceness which is going to cause you to be drawn to him, and then you have to identify with him, associate with him. And in order to be friends with him, you're going to have to partake of his philosophy of life. So basically, that's what friendship is. Friendship is a sharing of a way, more than anything else, friendship is a sharing of a philosophy. That's what it really is. That's what it really is. People can't be friends. I mean, I know, for instance, someone told me recently, there was a guy that became interested in the ideas of Torah, and he started to see that these are true ideas. So he started getting involved in the search of true ideas, and he told me that he's very lonely. He says he has no friends anymore, because he says when he gets together with the other people, he says they look at him as a strange person. So what is it? They can't figure out where to place him in their mind. Because they think, they say that, are you becoming a Jew? You want to become a Jew? He said, if I would tell them that, he says, at least they'd have a box to put me in. So I just tell them that, no, I'm interested in certain ideas. He says, that's it. So he says, the friendship is over. But in general, as a general formula for friendship, I would say is friendship in general is treating another person's fantasy with your full reality. If you do that, you'll be fine. So, that's a very good point. Yeah, go ahead, mention it again. Yeah.
That you said earlier that there were two streams. There was and the ideas to the case as well. So then you said, it came to a point where there's no more Osos.
Right.
So, who are you dealing with now? Can we pat ourselves in the back and say, we bought a Zikman Israel now?
Right.
Or does it mean that it's only those people who are partaking in those ideas now, that's who's going to receive it?
That's right. That's an important point. The point is that there's a difference between Kodam Matan Torah and Lacha Matan Torah. Very good point. Barry's mentioning that right now. The difference between Kodam Matan Torah and Lacha Matan Torah. See, the Rambam says that a Novi that comes along now, he says, we don't ask him to do Nisim like Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't ask him to do Nisim like Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean to say? It means to say that Kodam Matan Torah was necessary to have those osos. Because they were really masses of people that had no relationship to Torah. But once you have a system of Torah, everyone is tied into the system of Torah. Once you have a body of knowledge, a system of Torah, so even the plain person is tied in intellectually to Torah. It could be tied in on a lower level. to be on the lowest level. But he's tied into his yod, he's tied into his intellect. His mind tells him, this person I see in the circle of Asher. That's only possible with a system of Torah. Without a system of Torah, then the ignoramus is lost in terms of knowledge. Then it's only late in terms of osos, in terms of simonic. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to do the osos. But no navi after Moshe Rabbeinu justifies his nevuah through osos. It's not true. He does it in this specific formula that he uses, but he's tied into the Mesorah. He's tied into the Mesorah. That's why it says anyone who is Makfish Magidea, like the Rebbe always mentioned, Makfish Magidea is a prophet. That means to say that he has no excuse anymore to say, look, I don't know who this person is. Maybe this person, maybe a Bayan Rebbe really weren't true Chachamim. They had their own emotions. The reason, like the people who say that the reason why Hillel Paskind Lekula is because Hillel was a nice person. That's Makfish Magidea. Because there's no more excuse to say that because he's tied in to Chachmei Yisrael. The whole system of Chachamim that filters down from the Gedolei Ador all the way down to the plain person. But that's only possible after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, you don't have any such a system. So therefore, Matan Torah, you have to, it was necessary to use osos. But after Matan Torah, there's no necessity to use osos. Then each person is tied in on his level to the chain of Chachmei, which starts with Chachmei Yisrael, the center, and it filters down to every human being. Okay. I mean, you're right about that. That insofar as Novi is concerned, insofar as a particular Novi is concerned, that's a different thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Balei HaMasorah. Because the Balei HaMasorah is Yediyah, and we're tied into their Yediyah through a chain, through a system, a chain from the Balei HaMasorah down to the average person. But insofar as a Navi, the halachas of a Navi, there you have to have a certain formula. The formula is the prediction, and the see, that's right, correct. That's part of the package. Because not every Navi that appears on the scene is necessarily, there's no halacha that says he must be known to the Balei HaMasorah. Doesn't say that? So then the Balei HaMasorah paskin, that if he fulfills the requirements, they paskin will follow him. And then you're tied in really to the Balei HaMasorah. But there has to be a formula for the Navi. But he doesn't have to do osos like Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't say she yikra lan as a yam or do the miraculous events. It's a formula. But the formula is necessary because not every Navi has to be known to the Balei HaMasorah. It's not necessary for Navi to be a person that's an unknown. Agam Shaul Banavim. See that he was expecting to be Navi. Okay. Yeah, here's a question. If the Hikshu B'Taisvus, Adam Amar Mesorah Shabbos, Ein Mazel Yisrael. So Ein Mazel Yisrael means, what does it mean, Ein Mazel Yisrael? Ein Mazel Yisrael it means to say that there's no chance. It doesn't work by chance. So apparently Jews are exempt from the world of chance because they're under the Hashgacha. But most people are under the world of chance, but the Jew has an under special Hashgacha. So Tesis HaKash, if that's the case, how can you say that these things are totally a mazel, but we say we're under a different system, a system of Hashgacha? So it says like this. It says, Yeshama. Lefomim mishtane al yidei mazel kihanu dehasim upo'omim she'ein mishtane kiramina betainas gabi of Elizabeth and Paras. Okay, and the omo lai nichaloch da'achar v'almo. Okay, says the ulai is he of the ignorant one is on. It means like this. Basically, it means is that it means to say, the Gemara said, doesn't mean to say that Tfilah can't help. It doesn't mean to say that Tfilah can't help. You see by Fiskio was supposed to die, and then he was misfollowed, and because of that he lived, he was 20 years more. So you see that it is possible for to be misfollowed and to add years to his life. It is possible, but it means to say that it's not, there is no correlation. There is no guarantee, there is no correlation. There is a system of chance, And sometimes the person, the Ashgacha, can change it because of the Yachid. It depends. That's only, that's where we say Ne'eman L'shalem Sachar. That's where we, that's where we say we don't know how God's, how God works the system. But there are two systems. There's a system of chance, and then there's Ashgacha Pratis. Where those two cross, where the Ashgacha comes in, and the system, the law of nature, moves out, that we don't know. Doesn't mean to say that Tzila can't work. See, that's just the Tzila. Tzila can be effective. But it means to say that you can never say that because a person lived a short life, so you see, he wasn't a tzaddik. The person lives a long life as a raya of tzaddik. Because there's an overall system of chance. It depends on the person's genes, it depends on the person's physical makeup. It's part of nature. Part of nature. So it's part of the greater system of the system of natural natural law, essentially. But it doesn't mean to say that a person that it doesn't mean to say that there's no such thing in individual instances of Ashgacha. I mean, you say Baruch Helena, you mispal for panasa, person mispal for panasa, mispal for children. Anna was mispal for in order to have Shmuel. So you see that it doesn't mean it's impossible. There are cases there are where a person, because of his level, can invoke the Ashgacha. But there, but in general, it means in general, there is no, it's not apportioned according to his system. There's no direct correlation. There's no direct correlation. But there are instances of Ashgacha. Instances of Ashgacha, yes. Tefillah is part of Avodah Shebalev. It means it's part of the essence. Tefillah and Torah, two things that are part of the essence of Avodah Hashem. So the essence of Tefillah is Avodah Hashem, not so much what you're asking for. But the process of Tefillah raises a person to the highest level. That's a different thing. That's why in Mispal. The thing is people look at it differently, because why if you're Mispal, it's self-assertion. That's really why they're Mispal. So they think that I'm being told all the time that I could effectuate change. And that's why you're told with a hidden chazal. Only hidden because people assume, they assume Hamona makes these false assumptions. You learn Torah, it's not that way. Yeah. But the question of whether the Rambam, the Moran of Ucham, whether it, people say that it caused harm, and it's true that people have misused the Mora, the truth of the matter is, once the Mora came out, that whole, the type of personality who was great in halacha, and had corrupt notions with regard to in relation to the idea of God, ceased to exist. Because the Rambam, in the first part of the Mora, when it deals with anthropomorphism, and the Rambam wiped it out, of course. That was it. So, he never had, after that, he never had such a personality. But the question was raised. Let's say the Balei HaMasora are at odds. They have an argument. Is this person a Mashiach? Is he not? Okay. Is this person another? Is this person not another? The answer is it's impossible that he should have a Machlokes. Is this person another or not? That's the formula. That's it. And the formula is based upon the fact that he makes predictions which have many, many details, and they come true not once, but many, many times. So that's like Shmuel Ramasi, Lo Nafal Mi Dorav Arza. Every single detail. That's it. So it's a simple, it's a formula. It can't be Machlokes about that. That's it. He knows Tam Chacham, his requirements, then we accept what he says. So that's impossible. But with regard to whether a person is Mashiach or not, that is no, there's no, that's not a problem, because it's purely conjecture anyway. It's purely conjecture. There's no mitzvah to believe that a person is Mashiach. There's no mitzvah that the goyim made a mitzvah of that, because they all gave a result. But we don't have any belief in Mashiach. David HaMelech was Mashiach, was definitely Mashiach. Nobody believed in David HaMelech. There's no such thing as a belief. That was a totally goyish idea. That there's a belief in the person of Mashiach. You don't believe that's Vodazar. Absolutely Vodazar. So there's no... Mashiach is a person that's going to bring around about a situation. If he had a situation, not a situation. There's no belief in Mashiach. There's belief that there will be a Mashiach, not in Mashiach. That's going to believe in.
But even in that context, what is
that? I mean, you see in the Gemara that there's a mind on my pillow that maintained there is no Mashiach. Because Chizkiyah was Mashiach. none of the Gemara in Sanhedrin Gemara. There is no Ein Mashiach Yisrael. Shekar Tshach and Shekar Palu B'mei Chizkiyah. Nobody says, the Gemara says, Shaul Emari, that expression is God should forgive him, it is wrong. But nobody said he was not the Keres. Nobody says not the Keres. Because the Gemara says, Ein Mashiach Yisrael. Rabbi Hillel Omer, Ein Lahem Mashiach Yisrael. Shekar Palu B'mei Chizkiyah. Okay. Rabbi Yosef, Shaul Emari, Rabbi Hillel. Okay. So anyways, but the Gemara says that Ein Lahem Mashiach Yisrael, so Rashi says, Ella HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimloch Ba'atzmo V'yigo Lehem Levada. Alright? Yeah. Shaul Emari, Yimchol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shama Zvam HaShalakim. That's it. But it doesn't mean to say that he was, so that's your question. So it comes out that we believe in, we believe in this one in the Gimli Karam. Kamar Rabbi Hillel didn't believe in the one you give me the Quran, says not the Keres, Chassid Shalom. I do have the system. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Yeah. So the pshat is like this. Geula HaAsida is really the Yisod. Geula HaAsida. That's the Yisod in the Torah. Because Torah is open. That Miyachas HaYamim, that V'shatar Hashem HaLakecha V'shamata B'kola. So the Pasuk says in Tvar. So that eventually Asidim Miram says Asidim saw Lachz of the Tshuva called the Pasuk in Vav. So you see Gula Asida is really the Yisod. But he asked me a question, but the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that you have to believe in that Mashiach, that Mashiach will definitely come. So how could it come out that Hillel didn't believe it? So what's the answer? The answer is like this. The answer is that the essentially the belief is in Geula HaAsida. Now we believe that the Geula HaAsida will come about through the Melech HaMashiach. Okay, through the Melech HaMashiach. That's what Chazal said. Now, If a person is convinced, like Hillel, that the Geula HaAsida will come about just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'atzmo, it's not the Keres. But the reason why the Rambam wrote that it's not the Keres is because if a person today says that he holds like Hillel, it's not because he understands Hillel's opinion and is convinced that Hillel was right. It's because he's denying the idea of the Melech HaMashiach and his problem. So today, if somebody says that he doesn't believe in Mashiach, then he's not the Keres. Because all Chachmei Yisrael said that the Geula will come back to Mashiach? And that's the plain shot in the Pesukim, the straight through Tanakh. So Hillel had his own unique shita, yet it's true. Hillel was a Gadol B'Torah, and he worked out his own theory, and he's allowed to follow that theory. But if a regular person says that he holds like Hillel, it's not because he really understands Hillel's arguments against all the Amorayim and all the Tanoim. Not because of that, it's because he doesn't like the idea of Mashiach. Then we go. So that's why today, the form of the Geula HaAsida, that if you deny Melech HaMashiach, is part and parcel of the whole idea of Geula. So if you deny that, you deny the Geula. You see. But for Hillel, it was okay, because he worked out his own theory, and there's no such thing that you must believe that it has to be this. A person has to go according to his chachma. According to Hillel's chachma, that's what he held. He had a right to believe in it. He denies Hillel's either. But if a person today holds like that, it's because he's a kofim. That's what Rambam says. Anyone that denies Melech HaMashiach is a kofim, and he only talks about his chachma. Okay? Because he can't say that he happens to believe with this chachma, chachmei HaTalmud, that happened to work out a whole theory. It's because he wants to deny the Melech HaMashiach. That's it, not the Keres. Yeah. That idea that the Geula HaAsida is the essence is a simple logic. I mean, that's what it is. Because what's the whole purpose of Mashiach? The whole purpose of Mashiach is Kimolo Cholores Deus Rishon. I mean, what's the purpose of Mashiach? I said the ones that distorted the notion, I mean, the Goyim, the ones that distorted the notion. They took the idea and it appealed to their Avodah Zarah instincts. And they made it into an Avodah Zarah. But the in Yahadus really, it only means Gula Asida. That's what it means. But we say, we believe differently in him, that the Gula Asida will come about through an individual. Through an individual. But we have no right, a person has no right to say that he holds like Hillel. It's an absurdity. Rashi holds like Hillel against all the Shalomitra and against all the Chachmei Yisrael. It would be absurd. So if he happens to hold like that, it's because he doesn't like the idea, he's denying the idea. That's not the Keres. That's not the Keres. But Hillel had a right to hold like that. He has a right to, he thought it out, he has a different, he has a right to do it. Okay? Because a person has a right to go according to their mind. But if provided they're on the level, they're on the level. But if they're not on the level, then they're not going according to their minds, they're just going according to their emotions, and then it's stomach open. That's what the Rambam really says. That's the concept. Okay? Certain things are possible for greater people, not possible for lower people. Not possible. Yeah. The Rambam writes, Lalacha. That's Lalacha Lamai says, no. Remind you, we make the Gemara says, it doesn't mean here. We have a different idea of length of day because you see, Mispal every month. Arichas, Chayim Aruchim. Chayim Aruchim. How do you have Chayim Aruchim? 1 month long is Chayim Aruchim. Aruchim is different quality. It's a quality of how much the person does in his time, not how long he's on the earth. The person can be 90 and have very short life. Means the length of a person's life, means the qualitative, how much time he has spent in the world, in the real world of Chachma, of knowledge of God, how much time he spent in that world. That's all right. Menos Yameinu Kein Hoda. Okay. David HaMelech is the first Mashiach. Al Yidei David Mashiach Tzidkecha. And it's a simple reason. Because he was the one that set up the whole kingdom of Kol Yisrael, like it never was before, and like it never was after his son Shlomo. That was it. He set up the whole thing. That's why, that's the Melech. Because the Jews reigned supreme in the entire world in the time of David. It's the biggest, most powerful nation in the world in the time of David was the Jewish nation. Historical fact. And there was no nation that could stand up to them. But David HaMelech was the one that brought it about. That's the Melech HaMashiach. We'll do that again. We'll do that again. The Jews will be the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. That's the Melech HaMashiach will bring that about. And that's why David HaMelech was the Melech HaMashiach. And that's why the Melech HaMashiach is always modeled after David HaMelech. It's an interesting thing. The Melech HaMashiach is modeled after David. And he's like David. He's similar to David. The qualities of David. It's almost like he's a replica of David HaMelech. Because it means, say, why is he a replica of David HaMelech? Because it means that David HaMelech had those qualities. He had all the qualities necessary to be the Mashiach. And the Mashiach in the future will emulate him. It means to say, it doesn't mean imitate him, it means to say that he'll naturally have those same kind of qualities. Those were the qualities that made the Mashiach. Yes. The time of Chizkiyahu, you see, but it's an interesting thing. When you learn, if you study Tanakh, you learn through a little bit of Yeshayahu, you'll see an interesting thing. You'll see, like, the time, I mean, the reason why Hillel said, Shafar Khalid Mei Chizkiyahu, is because if you read the way Yeshayahu, another talks about the reign of Chizkiyahu, it's like an unbelievable thing. He talks about, like, to have a nation like that was amazing. It means that when you read the Navi about Chizkiyahu, what the Navi says is that in God's eyes, those are doing 30 years, of those 30 years, like, they're like an eternity. Because they reflected it was 30 years of reign, but it was a 30-year reign which reflected eternal ideas. So if you read the Navi carefully, you see the way the Navi talks about the reign of Christio was like an eternity. It means like in God's eyes, this was eternity again. It's not measured by years. You can't measure by years. You have to measure by the quality of the situation. That's why Hillel said Shekvach Lud Mei Chizkiyahu. Because when you read Tanakh carefully, you see that the Mei Chizkiyahu was like Yemos Olam. An unbelievable thing. Because that was, they lived properly. They lived all of Kol Yisrael, lived according to Torah. It was an unbelievable time. An ideal age. Not many of those periods in our history. But we maintain that period will again occur in Yemos HaMashiach. And you know, the idea of Yemos HaMashiach, the essential idea of Yemos HaMashiach, is simply that those people that have the true ideas concerning reality, things concerning God, will also be the ones that are in control, that are politically in control. That's the concept. It means that there won't be a distortion, that you have people that have no chokhmah insofar as your dies authority, dies Hashem is concerned, and they have might. That's the way it is there. And the Moshe Mashiach means the power will reside and rest in the hands of those that have the chokhmah Hashem. That's the correct way that the world should be run. And that will eventually take place. Eventually take place once again. Okay. So a person that learns Torah Lishma for the sake of learning itself, so he is Zocha means he's worthy and he attains. That's what it means. I don't know if there's a combination in English, but one word that means both. Merits means you can merit something, doesn't mean you're going to attain it. Merits. No, Zocha means you merit it and you also attain it. That's what it means. Okay? So, Zocha L'Dvarim Arba. So, he gains many things. Okay? He achieves many things. There's the question. Okay. What are the many things? Does the Mishnah say, what are the many? It's nice to say many things, like, know what they are. So, Rashi says, we don't have any Rambam, unfortunately. We have Rashi. If it's actually Rashi, I'm not sure if it's really Rashi, but anyways, question. But let's take the spirit on the side. So yes, Zochel Dvarim Harbe. So Rashi says, Leo Sadik v'Chosid Kibbul Kamar. Okay. What does it mean? Because later it says that what does he attain? He attains. He's a tzaddik. He's a chosid. He's a yosher. He's a nemon. All these good things. Okay. More than that, I mean, Yeah, okay, let's leave it at that. Alright, Mekavos, all the many things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, basically. So all the things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, so the question is, if he attains all these things, so why don't we just wait till we get there? Why do you have to say right away that he attains all many things? You say what he attains. It's not the order to write a Mishnah. You don't anticipate what you're going to say. The Mishnah says, and he attains many things. You're going to tell him the things later, so wait till the time comes. Why do you have to say it now? So what's the answer? I believe you mentioned the answer last week. Okay. It means like this. It means that a person can achieve many things, but the only way you usually achieve many things is by working on them individually. You have to work on each thing in order to attain it. You have to work on each thing. Usually in life, if a person wants to attain certain things, wants to gain certain goals in life, you have to work on these things. Right? You have to work on children, you have to work on different, you have to work in different, to develop them in specific areas. You want certain qualities, you have to work on each quality. It's not going to come by itself. Okay? So ordinarily, when a person achieves something, attains something, it's because he works in each individual area. But over here's a different story. Zochel Dvarim Harbe. It means by Lishma, a person that learns Torah Lishma, is one thing which causes many attainments that result from that one thing. It's not because you work on those other things. It's the side byproducts, side benefits. Okay? So it comes out that Lishma, learning Torah Lishma, is a certain state of the personality which gives a person tremendous gains. Added dimensions that he doesn't work on. Okay, that's the first thing. So that's what it means, Zochel Dvarim Harbe. That's the first thing you have to know about Lishma. And it says, Velo Ha'od. And not only that, Ela Shekol Ha'olam Kulo Kedai Lo. Now, what does that mean? The whole world is worthy for him. Kol Ha'olam Kulo Kedai Lo. What does it mean? The whole world is worthy for him. Yeah. What does it mean? Me in you, see. Kol ha'olam kulo kedai hu lo. I think it means. It means two things. It means, kedai hu lo means in two respects. The word kedai means it's enough. It's enough for him. It means that the world was created for this kind of a person. It means that that's really the purpose of the world. Because the Gemara says, matter of fact, the Gemara says, la'olam wa nivra olam. Ella b'shvil tzaddikim gemurim or rishayim gemurim. funny Gemara. Gemara says that the world was created for one of two personalities. Either a Rasha Gomer, totally evil person, or a totally righteous person. But the people in between suffer. People in between suffer. You can't see Rasha. A Rasha is a person who's involved in completely in Olam Hazeh, and the Tzaddik is involved in the world of Chachma, and he just minimizes his enjoyments in Olam Hazeh only insofar as they're necessary in order for him to be involved in the higher world. Okay, he says those two the world was created for. But the Beinoni, the person in between, is very hard because he suffers from both sides. Okay, but what it means, Sha'olam Kulik, that dialogue means that the world was really created for this person. Of course, it says when the Gemara, that Chazal doesn't mean to say the world was created for the Russia. Because the Russia really, it's a concept. It means to say that man really can never really escape his human nature. Rashoim Kayam Midrash. But it means to say, as if the person was a total Baal Taiva, then the world would be like an animal, like a behemoth. Like an nefesh, a total nefesh b'hanim. But it doesn't mean to say that it means that the Russian makes use of his, insofar as he makes use of his nefesh b'hanim, the world is, there is such a thing as a nefesh b'hanim which he can make use from, use of physical. But the total personality of the Russian can't escape. Because he also has a human element. But anyways, but the point over here is, kol olam kulo k'dalam means to, means the world was created for this person. Because that's the way man lives best, and it means the world is to die who loved me, it is nothing. It means he's satisfied with the world. He's totally happy with the world. It's to die who loved. It's worthy of everything. It's something which, that's all he needs. Everything's for its fulfillment. The world is made, is perfectly made for this person. Everything that exists is perfect, just what he needs. I mean, even more. Like the burn of flesh is over the chesed, and I'll call Masha Baralach. More than enough. Okay? So it means it's totally satisfying, yes? Therefore, so the person who is a learned Zushma, so for him the world is an enjoyable place. He has everything he needs. It's made for him. It fits into his nature. It means that this person is extremely happy. It's a kol olam kulo k'dalam. Okay? Now it goes on. It says, Nikro Reya. And Ohr. That this person is called a Reya, a friend, and a beloved one. What does it mean, a friend and a beloved one? Friend and beloved of who? It means of God. Everybody knows. Okay. So, one term we understand. Ohr, okay. Ohr, we understand. That it means that he's loved by God. What does it mean he's loved by God? It means to say that God relates to him in the ultimate fashion. That's what it means. When we say that God loves man, avas olam aftana. It means the strongest possible, it's a mushal, love is a mushal. God doesn't have the emotion of love, of course, but it's kavayach. It means in the strongest, love is always the strongest. For man, love is the most powerful emotion, strongest emotion. So it means that God relates to this person in the strongest possible way that such a thing can occur. Okay? That's what it means. Oh. So if I understand, because this person is the epitome of man. But what is Reya? Reya is a funny term. Reya means a friend. He's a friend of God? This person is a friend of God. That's correct. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's true. But Ray over here means like a personal friend. Personal friend. What does it mean a person is a friend of God? I can understand such a thing. He appreciates God, he's drawn to God. But what does it mean by a friend? How could I be a friend of God? It doesn't make any sense. Even a friend. El Mole Mikra Kosa V'Yetshalomah. Somebody tell me he's a friend of God. I'd say, lock him up. Rashi quotes a pasuk. For an important reason. El Mole Mikra Kosa V'Yetshalomah. Can't say such a thing. A person's a friend of God. Sounds crazy. But the pasuk does say it. Okay. But what is the quality of a friend? What is the quality of a friend? And what way is he a friend? What way is he a friend? But what does it mean? See, says it, Kuf Lametes. Lametzeach with David Mizmor. Hashem Chakatani Vateda. You understand me, Choker, and you know. Ata Yadata, you know Shifti, the Kumi, you know my sitting down, my getting up. Banta Lurei Meirach. Doesn't mean, as you understand, Lurei over here means my friendship. Banta Meirach Lamoshchini Yarei Uscha, the Chiboscha. Okay? Orchi Verivi Zerisa, the whole the Rochai is Kanta. Chain Mila Bolshani, Chaina Shani Data Kula. Ocho Vakedem Tzatani. But Poshes alike a pecho. So, what is the main idea? What's the main idea in the Kippur? There's one idea. Reya means a friend. It means a real friend. You don't hide him. What is a real friend? A real friend means that's one of the closest friends. What is the highest symbol of friendship? Not the distant friend to somebody. You spend time with him. That's friendship, but that's the lower level. The highest confide. That the person's innermost secrets he confides in another person, that's the closest one. Closest association. So what does it mean? It means to say, what does it mean he's a friend? It means that there's nothing hidden in his mind from God. There's nothing which he feels he has to hide from God. See, that's only possible if the person is operating, functioning on the level Torah Lishma. That's not about Torah Lishma. It means he's in a rapture by Avos Hashem, and there's no concealed parts of his personality. Most people can't confront a Kaddish Baruch Hu on a Torah level. In certain parts, yes, they need something, they want to be mispalel, but they don't feel that there's a certain part of their personality that remains removed, because they operate basically on an emotional level. So they operate with guilt, and if they're guilty about certain things, those parts they don't want to discuss with God. I mean, that's hidden, that's concealed. You see? But the person that's on the highest level, there's nothing hidden. He's a friend. It means to say a friend insofar as he is concerned, from his side. It means there's nothing hidden. That's what the pasuk says. And what makes the person, what's the highest realization, what causes the person to think that way? It's when he knows insofar as he's doing mitzvahs, and he knows him insofar as he does averus as well. That means even his averus, even when he does averus, he doesn't feel he's hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav HaMelech was a chote also? Okay, in Maisvah Bashera? But he didn't remove him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the difference. That's what it means. Ato yadato shifti v'kuni, banto l'rei merachat. God is from the distance, but God understands his friendship. From the distance, he's like regular friends, he listens, but he understands. Doesn't know if he knows he understands. That's why it says, he says, Ochi v'rizi zeirisa, v'chol d'rochai is kanta. Ocho v'kedem tzatun. I mean, he created me front and back. God knows me, and all is inside out. V'toshes alai kapecha. You see? That's the pasuk. This is, on the other hand, my understanding of God is impossible. It's far removed. I can't understand God. He's not a Reya insofar as it's a one-way friendship. It's a friendship insofar as the person is concerned, insofar as the fact that he doesn't conceal anything from God. That is a high level. See? Then he says, why? Because there's no way to escape. Ono Eilech Meruchecha, Vano Miponecha Evra, Emesak Shamayim Shamata. Vatziya she'ol hinecho. Okay, wherever I go, if I go to the heavens, you're here. If I go down to the grave, you're there too. Okay? Esso chanfei shocha, eshkeno bachris yon, the other side of the ocean. Gam shom yotcho sancheini v'socha zen yiminecho. Okay? The whole kapitel, really, gam akiyata konisa chilyoso, you know, my innermost thoughts. Tisukeini devetnini. He made him when he formed him, surrounded him when he was an embryo. Okay? Old chal kinoros niflesi nifloi masecha v'nafshi adas mo lo nichar otzma mineki asher yiseisi vaseisa kampi sachi asar. The whole kapitel It's tied with of course, it's based upon understanding Chochmas Hashem. Without Chochmas Hashem, you can't start. But it means through the idea of Chochmas Hashem, the person comes to the realization that there's nowhere the idea of fighting can occur when God is of the absurd. But it's something that people commit. Because when they do something wrong, so they don't want to relate to God in that area. They want to make believe that doesn't exist, and they want to relate to God as an individual insofar as their mice and tova might be, but not as an individual whom God knows thoroughly in every aspect of his instinctual nature. That is already a different level of knowledge of God, a different Yedias Hashem. That's Nikra Rea. That's Rea. That's a friend of God. Different concept. Okay? That's why it gives these two appellations. Nikra Rea the other. Okay. Stop there? So the Rambam Tshuva still goes. Rambam Tshuva has four terms. Emesh hoyaze meruchak lufnei amada. Meshukot and mesur v'toeva, right? Vayom uvkov nechmad ov nechmad kov yidid. Right. Ov nechmad kov yidid. That's right. Those four terms. Ov nechmad kov yidid. So ov, you see, there's four terms in the Rambam. Ov nechmad kov yidid. Ov means that he's strongest relationship possible between God and man. Nechmad means something that's desirous. It means that his life is one that exemplifies the most desirous type of existence. That's Nechmad. Korov means metaphysically he is close to God. In the metaphysical plane there's an intimate relationship between, there's a relationship between him and God. Because of his level of knowledge in Chochmah, there's a relationship. See, when a person lives totally the emotional life, there's no relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any emotions. So there's no relationship essentially. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Chachma. So when a person is involved in endless Chachma, then he is, insofar as humanly possible, related essentially. That's Kard. The Yedid? Yedid means a friend. That's rare. That's it. It means rare. It means that it's a totally different relationship with God, that he doesn't hide anything from God. He's close to him. His innermost secrets are revealed to God. That's it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Ramban says on the Pasuk, the Rav Yisrael always like to quote this Ramban. Ramban says on the Pasuk, where Yaakov says, Cholo kimho roe osi me odi yada yom hazeh. But Ramban says, plain shot in the Pasuk is Roa means that he led me, pastured me. But the Ramban says from Lashon Rea, God who befriended me. Wasn't he befriended me? It means to say that there was nothing concealed. Nothing concealed from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. That's Ava Rabba Tano. What was Ava Rabba Tano? Because he gave us Torah. Right? That's Ava Solom Atano. Ava Solom Atano is, Ava Solom, let's go. Atlamdeinu Chukechayim. Right? That's what I'm there. Right. So it means to say that what is the greatest, the strongest relationship? Matan Torah. Okay. Alright. Now we'll interrupt this one. Right. I mentioned that I was curious and mentioned something about the Das Torah. Has achieved a lot of prominence in the past few generations. So the question is, what exactly is Das Torah, and is there such a phenomenon? It means that when if the Gadol says something, do we call that Das Torah? So the thing is, Das Torah, I believe that there is such a thing as Das Torah. But Das Torah to me, I don't think it means the same thing that other people think it means. To some people, Das Torah means some kind of a magical thing, that if a Gadol says something, it must be true, because he has Das Torah. Truth of the matter is that a girdle has a right in Pesach, but a girdle has no right, insofar as other areas are concerned, to determine politically or to say what a person should do outside the realm of halacha. A girdle doesn't have any halachic rights over it. There's no infallibility. So they can give you that's right. And you see, the Rambam says that Chachmei Yisrael Dimu that Bar Kuzibo was not a Mashiach, but it was a mistake, not a Shana. All right. So you see that the Chachmei Yisrael are fallible, and there's no such thing as infallible Das Torah. That idea is a very dead notion. But it's a notion that. But the thing is like this. There is, we have an idea of Nevuah. Nevuah is one thing. But that's not Das Torah. But Das Torah does exist. What does Das Torah mean? And part of Das Torah actually has to do with this parrot. Because it says Mevachim Menu Eitzah V'Sushiyah. That's where really it belongs. It means to say that a person that achieves a certain level of knowledge, a certain level of perfection, so it means to say his analysis is a different kind of analysis. And the Gemara says, Chazal say that when a person attains Torah, he doesn't just attain Torah, but he attains, we got a Mishle, he attains a level of Chochmah in every area. The Pasuk says, Ani Torah Shachanti Oma. Ani Chachma. Ani Chachma Shachanti Oma. It says, I am wisdom, and I rested. Oma means. Oma means what? Slyness. That's right. Oma means slyness. Now, what does it mean? It means like this. It means that the person, when he attains Chachma, so he also attains. Oma is a derogatory term. Oma. Yeah, it's derogatory. It means crookedness. Okay, it's derogatory. But you see, that's what Yaakov Avinu told Rachel. That Ochavani Baramos. You think Rachel's going to fool me? I can fool him quicker. Okay. Why? Because, that's the positive. Ani Chochma Shachanti Amar. So Chazal say, he said, Shekivan Shalomad Adam Torah, the moment the person learns Torah, Nichnas Bo Amimus. Cold off. It means he becomes sly in every area. So it means that the subject of Torah is different than any other subject. Other subjects, and that's why in the world you see Yechachamim are different than Achachamim. Yechachamim, great mathematicians, when you talk to them in other areas, they talk about the right course. You have people that are intelligent in one area, not intelligent in another area. Torah is different. In Torah, Kivan Shalom Aran Torah, Nichnas Bo. Armumius shall call Dover. Every area he becomes sly. That's what it means. So what it means to say is that the Talmud Chacham does have a certain ability that other people don't have to analyze the situation. And he's capable of a certain, that's what it means, Das Torah. It means Kivan Shem Nichnas. Kivan Shem Shlomo Lantar, Nichnas Bo Armumius shall call Dover. It means in every area he has an edge. He has an advantage. An edge. Political too. Political too. No, not mine. It's not mine. But it is. But there is such a thing. It means to say that he has a certain advantage. He's able to see things that other people can't see. Does it mean he's going to be infallible? No. That's only the Barala. Man is always fallible. But does it mean that he could have something important to contribute? And you should listen to him carefully and weigh his words very carefully, because this type of chachma is one which is different. Yes, that's correct. That's correct. That's what Das Torah means. Amunas Chachamim Das Torah. Amunas Chachamim means that the person. Amunas Chachamim means that a person relies on the knowledge of the Chacham, even though it's like a person that relies on a medical doctor. So it means to say, do you know how the prescription works? No. But if the Chacham tells you something, even though you might not understand how it works, if he's a true Chacham, but you still have to follow what he says. And you can tell him that it's the only intelligence you do. To trust him. trust him that he knows what he's talking about, even though you don't understand. That's something which is correct. If everybody only went by what they knew, they couldn't take advice in any area because they had to be limited to their own knowledge. So that's a munas chacham. That's a trait that a person has to have. It's a rational, intuitive trait. The person has to make sense. But it doesn't mean, emunas chacham does not mean belief in the chacham. That's chas v'sholom, not exactly. Because anybody is fallible. And if you see that a chacham, as a matter of fact, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in one of his philosophical mispachim, where he had this little thing on a person's, in the machlanushas, a person's ego. He says, if you see a chacham, and you see he likes a certain idea because he's emotionally attached to it, he says, don't even believe him on the facts. Don't even believe on the facts. So you see, we don't trust a human being. But we say that if a person is a true chacham, and he's objective, and you see that in the area he's capable of being objective, then the chachmas haTorah places him at a certain vantage point from where he could see things that other people won't be able to see. Okay, that's really the idea of Das Torah. It does exist, but you can't misconstrue it.